This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
All right. How the devil are you? You ill? You ill? You're looking great. I was going to say you're looking so good. How are you doing? You good? Want to say a huge thank you if you came out to the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. Who sponsored that again, by the way? Who was that? It was very subtle branding. I just couldn't quite remember the brand. Thank you everyone who came to those shows. It was a wonderful weekend, and it's such a fun load of shows. Hopefully, a couple of more shows coming up. I'll be doing some live podcasts, actually. Hopefully, two in the next month. And then I have a big show, and that's kind of what I'm announcing here. This isn't also a podcast, this episode, and I'll explain why. Right, you're probably like, why not a full podcast? I'm fucking shitting on here. Yeah, and this is not a full podcast. And even worse news, I'm going to be taking a break from this podcast. Only for 1 month. Only for 1 month. But basically, I'll explain. I have some big shows coming up. And I have some big shows next year that are coming up. And I need to write them. And I need to... I've been very consistent with this podcast, right? It's the most consistent thing I've ever done in my life. For the last more than 3 years, I have done two podcasts. I've probably done about 400 podcasts now. Just on my own, made by myself, having never done anything like that before. I've recorded them, I've edited them, I've written notes for them 400 times. I've been like, fuck. What am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? Oh my God, I'm going to lose everyone. I'm going to lose everyone. They're going to fucking realize. 400 times, right? And I enjoy it. I love it. You know, it does cause some stress. But what I love about this podcast is I've always felt like it is the easiest way to purely access, I feel, my humor. I like talking. I like talking on this podcast. I like when people come over to me, when grown men with tears in their eyes. They tell me that they like the podcast, so they support me over on Patreon. I really do appreciate that. But it has been what I kind of initially set it out to be, the catch-all bucket for all of my thoughts. But what that's unfortunately meant is, because it's been the catch-all bucket for all my thoughts, I've very seldom then, you know, been using my brain for anything else other than this podcast. You know, very seldom. And then when I have the thought and I put it out, it kind of feels like the complete end of that thought. You probably don't need to fucking know about this, but this is when I say it in the podcast, I'm like, oh, well, now people have listened to that, and that's the end form of that thing. This podcast is hardly, it's not an art thing, you know. I don't think podcasts are art. Sorry, guys. I don't value it as an art. So it has meant that, unfortunately, I haven't really been writing much stand-up in the last few years, and I haven't really been writing any sketches. And I have the output of the kind of sketch side of things has kind of dissipated a little bit. So what I've kind of done to challenge myself is I've booked the Dublin Fringe for a sketch show, just sketches, and all things you've never seen before, genuinely, for the first time ever. No bits that I've just kind of tried to remold into new bits, you know. I mean, there might be some bits that will work better now as a sketch, but for the most part, this is me going back to my roots of, like, doing characters, you know, switching on that part of the brain that was like, what would the Maz mate say? What would Plune say? What would a Dublin Frenchman say? What would an Irish Homer dad say? And what other characters could there be, you know? I've been very insular looking in the last 3 years. What if it's going on in my life? What have my thoughts been? And I haven't really been staring out as much. Now, the Patreon podcast will still be going because I cannot. I secrete gratitude on a daily basis for very kind people, you know. And it's okay if you're not one of them, if you're not in the position to do it or whatever, or listen to that podcast. But for the people who do, I can't give that up. So that'll still be happening. there will still be podcasts happening on Friday over on Patreon. If you're in the position to go over there, and you know, there will be podcasts there for the price of a pint a month for the, you know, for the month of August. But if not, you will see me back here. Hopefully with the podcast also in its new form, you know. I have just found recently that it's all been, and it's been great, it's been consistent. It's like, all right, what'll I do next? All right, let's just do that for Tuesday and let's do that for Friday. But I haven't had enough time to really sit and think and plan longer term. And so something's got to give a little bit. And unfortunately, it just will be this main feed podcast. But I would love, there will be two live podcasts and they will be put out. And they will be happening, well, dates to be confirmed on that. But they will be nights where I'm kind of testing some of this sketch material, and then there'll be a live podcast with me and some of my funniest friends, and they will be taking place in August and September. And then the big show is the 21st, 22nd and 23rd Tony Cantwell sketch show live in Smock Alley for the Dublin Fringe. And then from this show, my plan is to think, all right, well, those sketches, what would I like to tour with, you know, and then go back to mixing the two of them, mixing a bit of sketch, a bit of stand-up, and a bit of music, and have it all be new. You know, I'm very excited for 2024, but I need to actually actively try and engage that part of my brain. Now that I feel like I actually have gotten better at sitting down to write, I want to really, to quote CM Punk, you know, give it the college try. Give it the college try of trying to make, of trying to write properly, you know. Write scripts, stick to them, write too many ideas, and then have to cut them back to the best ideas, rather than when I have two podcasts I have to do every week, just going with whatever the last idea was. You know, any idea is a good idea is fine, but I think I need to step it up a little bit to now having too many ideas. Steve Martin would write 10 hours of stand-up before his one-hour show. He would cut 9 hours that didn't work to get down to the best hour, and I'd be fucked if I'm doing that. So, but at least what I can do is maybe write a few more sketches than would have seen the light of day, and then test them and road test them and do it properly. So it's a summer break for the month of August. I won't be here on this feed on Tuesday. If you want to catch me, you can do so over on patreon.com/Tony Cantwell just for the month of August. And then I'll be going back to two podcasts a week from the 5th of September. But I want to say huge thank you to you, my beloved supporters and listeners of this podcast. Thank you for making this the most joyous thing that I get to do in my career. I'm getting a bit fucking big for my boots here. I'm getting big fucking, it's a big goodbye. I'm literally just taking a few weeks off and I'll see you back. Darren Garrity does fucking seasons. She does seasons. Chats to like 10 people and takes a fucking year off, right? With the greatest respect to Darren. I like her. I like her. But I just need to take a break. So I love you. You're great. Have a wonderful summer. Make sure you're got the Factor 50 on. And listen, take care. All the best. I love you. See you in September.